So, Trey, you're saying it was as bad as it looked?
It was. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want to be completely negative. We did win the game, so we did enough, obviously, in large part due to the turnovers that we got. But the things that I'm concentrating most on, the things that we need to improve upon, and that's trench play on the offensive and defensive side of the ball, a lot to be desired.
Trey, what is the offensive lineman talking about this week? They obviously need to get the run game going. You need to clean up a lot of things on the offensive line. But if you were a part of that unit, like what are some of the conversations being had this week before you head to Ireland and play the Vikings?
Details. This week on the offensive line, I thought it took a step back slightly. Troy probably had his worst game as a pro. You're allowed to have him. I'm not as concerned about him improving because I think he has what it takes to be one of the better tackles once he gets everything working in concert. But as a whole, inside, it was Zach's worst game. It was Mason's worst game. Isaac probably had the best game of the front five, and that wasn't a great game. He was just solid. And so Broderick didn't have a worst game, but he didn't get a lot better this week. He did throw his hands a little bit more, so that was good to see. So all in all, it's just details. Those first two drives, despite the fact that we moved the ball downfield, we were physical. I love the play calling. But there were a lot of mental errors in those first two drives on the O-line that you won't see that won't come up because we end up scoring. And so the details are the ones that need to be really honed in this week because this Minnesota team is no joke defensively, but they can be had in the run game, and that's what they need to concentrate on.
Oh, good. They can be had in the running game. I'm sure the Steelers will make good on that. Trey Essex joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, two-time Super Bowl champion, co-host of the Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch. You can follow him on Twitter at TreyDay79. Trey, you also had mentioned that things are a little bit predictable for Arthur Smith. Can you go maybe into more detail there?
It's all predicated, I think, on the O-line. It looks like he's calling plays based on the fact that he doesn't think Aaron Rodgers is going to get a lot of time. And so it's a lot of underneath routes, a lot of sideline routes, a lot of quick screens, hardly anything downfield. And when they did go downfield, it looked just like Russell Wilson last year when he was throwing moon balls to George Pickens on the sideline. We did not attack the middle very often, once again. And so this offense has started to look very similar to the last two, 3 years of offenses for this Pittsburgh Steelers. And we're wasting Aaron Rodgers. We're wasting DK Metcalf. We're wasting all four tight ends that we were assisted upon keeping on the roster this year. And so he needs to open it up. We got away from it. I mean, we got away with it this week, but that's not going to run with a guy like Brian Flores.
Trey, what did you think about Derek Harmon's performance in his first outing as a rookie?
I was impressed. I was really most concerned or looking at his level of conditioning because he hadn't played in a game since, the second preseason game? And so that's the main thing you want to see from a rookie. It's a lot of adrenaline going on. First game out there as a rookie, you're dependent upon because you know the run game has not been up to snuff, and you were brought in large part to help rectify that. And with all that being said, I thought he turned in a pretty good performance. And honestly, I think this team needs to start looking at putting him at nose because I don't think that's the natural position for Benton, and I think we're wasting his talents because of that.
How'd you think Equale played? Because I thought he looked all right, especially compared to what we'd seen out of the line the first couple of weeks.
He definitely, came in and made some plays, some crucial plays down the end and put some pressure. We need that depth, especially with Lauderman going down. We're kind of thin up front. I was impressed with the way that he played, and he's been an unsung guy. Nobody's really saying his name or looking at him. Everybody's concentrated on Black and Harmon and Benton and Cam, obviously, and then he comes in and plays well. So it was good to see 96 go out there and have an impact.
I feel like when Herbig's in there, the defense plays better. So, like, if Herbig keeps this up and he gives that splash that the defense needs, when Alex Highsmith comes back, what should they do with the two of them at outside backer?
As a defensive coordinator, you need to be able to know how to use your best players on the field and find a way to come up with some kind of package to have all of them on the field at the same time causing havoc. Because the way Nick plays, the energy that he brings, and just how he looks, it brings something to the entire defense. Every play, he's coming off the snap explosive, and it just looks different on film. And so when Alex comes back, he's the better run defender. But, I mean, honestly, it's not been working out for us because every team averaging away from T.J. Watt, we're averaging like 6 yards going towards Alex. So we're not really losing much right now with Nick in there. So you got to find a way to get all three of them. Obviously, Alex is a talented pass rusher as well, but you can't take Nick Herbig off the field. It looks like he means too much to this defense. He brings so much energy.
Trey Essex joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. The Steelers' defense on third downs was putrid. Third and longs, a lot of conversions there. 6 out of 13 were the Patriots. 4 out of 5 on fourth. The Steelers did get the stop on the final fourth down of the football game by New England. Was there a common thread in those conversions that you saw from New England? What did you see there?
We got beat up. These guys are taking these long, monotonous drives down the field, getting 5 or 6 yards of chunk of yards at a time. And it's because they are absolutely more physical than us up front. They're getting 4 or 5 yards on first down on the run. And then even when we do get them behind the chains, 3rd and 15 is not safe for the Pittsburgh defense. And it seems like it's been like that for the last few years. You can't rest as a defense for some reason, and it always seems that the middle is wide open. And everybody sees it. Obviously, Coach Austin has to go in and rectify that. I don't know how you easily do it because it's been an issue for a while now, but it's a large, glaring problem, and they rarely say it again this past Sunday.
Would you place the defensive issues on and blame on Terrell Austin, or would you place it on the players?
It's obviously both, but I don't like our scheme. It doesn't look like, and there's a lot of new faces, a lot of new pieces being put in. I know Jabril Peppers got his first action this week. We had Chuck Clark back there. We don't have Mika back there communicating with everybody and getting everybody on the same page. Cole Holcomb was in for the first time. So a lot of new faces, and not to mention everybody just came in for the first time this offseason. So granted, when you bring in a veteran defense and you sign veteran players, you expect communication to be one of the things that get fixed in camp quick, fast, and in a hurry. But there is still a learning curve with playing live action shots versus offenses on Sunday. And so it definitely is a coaching thing. So I think maybe he needs to tone it down and simplify the playbook and get them into positions to what he knows they can do well, what they know they can do well. It seems like we're running too many things and everybody's on the same page. There's an example, Jabril Peppers ran a zero blitz down in the end zone and Hunter Henry was wide open. And you saw Jabril Peppers moving up to the line of scrimmage and trying to communicate on who he was guarding versus who the DB was guarding, and he still messed it up. Simple communication thing right there, and it resulted in a touchdown. So that's both parties have to take some blame in that.
It looks like Deshaun Elliott probably going to be good to go this week, and we'll find out more from Mike Tomlin today. Jeff Hathorn, who's in the locker room every day, says he's thinking JPJ won't return until after the bye week, but you've now added Peppers to the fray, who played a bunch of snaps. When you've got JPJ, when you've got Elliott, when you've got Peppers now back there, how do you deploy those guys moving forward?
That's why they get paid the big bucks. I mean, yeah. As a coordinator, I wish I knew the answer, but you think with that much talent, you got to have a way to get them all on the field at the same time and get them in a place where they're using their strengths to the team's advantage. And so Austin has to be able to do that. We brought these guys in to be used, not to be sitting on the bench. He's had all season to come up with schemes and defensive strategies, so there's no excuse. He should know what to do when everybody's healthy to put our defense in the right spot.
Trey Essex, Snap Count Podcast with Charlie Batch, 2-time Super Bowl champ. You can follow him on Twitter at TreyDay79. Trey, it's always a pleasure talking to you, man. Thank you for jumping on with us this morning.
Appreciate you, brothers.
Thanks, Trey.
Trey Essex, one of the best Steelers analysts going right now. Very critical of the offensive line, despite the fact that they didn't give up a sack, but he said more of that had to do with the play calling, which he also said has gotten predictable.